Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Sorry, I'm just finding. Here we are. You may recall at our last session, the working party adopted the model rules on the permanent identification of railway rolling stock, which was then in turn adopted by the Inland Transport Committee to become the 60th legal agreement under the purview of ITC. I would like to remind all delegates that these model rules are, of course, global in nature, and as such, member states outside the ECU region have full rights in decisions under this agenda item, as enshrined in the rules of procedure for SC2, where, of course, these member states have expressed an interest in the activities related to the model rules directly to the Executive Secretary of UNECE. To date, the Secretariat has not received any such expressions of interest, but reminds countries that a template letter for doing so is available on the ECU website or can be obtained by contacting me directly. You will find outside copies of the model rules. Here you can see a nice small and easy to take home in hand luggage if people would like to take them home with them. They are in one document. There is all three of the official languages of ECE, so you don't need to take multiple copies, but please help yourselves. They're on the table outside. In parallel, of course, to the adoption of the model rules, ITC agreed to the establishment of the revisions committee to the model rules to facilitate the implementation of the rules and, of course, ensure that they are kept up to date. Mr. Chair, I'm pleased to say that at the end of August of this year, of 2023, the Revisions Committee held its first session. At this session, progress in relation to the implementation of the Luxembourg Rail Protocol and the model rules themselves, of course, were discussed in detail. Furthermore, the Revisions Committee was asked to review a possible amendment to the model rules to account for the introduction of transitory provisions to further facilitate implementation of the model rules. After some discussion during the committee, the revisions committee session, it agreed to the amendment proposals and forwarded those proposals to the working party, and you will find these amendment proposals in document EC Trans SC2 2023-3. And given the manner in which amendment proposals work for the model rules, these, of course, need to be approved here within the working party before they can be actuated, let's say. Just briefly to go into the contents of document 2023 number 3, the changes are set out in the annex to that document and come in the form of amendments to Article 3, which where additional definitions are proposed to be inserted, and importantly also the addition of a new Article 7A, which introduce possible transition rules on how the application of these how these model rules are to be applied when specifically referring to items of rolling stock that are already in existence. So that's it in terms of the amendment proposal, Mr. Chair, the introduction of that amendment proposal. There are some other aspects that result from the revisions committee session, which I would like to come back to, but maybe first we may wish to open the floor for comments from delegations on the amendment proposals themselves and what they mean, let's say. Thank you, Mr.